Welcome back to another episode of Break the Narrative,
your weekly dose of realism and giggles where we discuss and dismantle the raggedy norms and narratives of life as a millennial.
Hey y'all.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
¿Está bien? ¿Y tú?
Am I bilingual? I didn't know I had to study Spanish before today.
Yeah, and then let me see what else I know. I know French. ¿Cómo se va?
What that means?
Ça va bien.
What? Yeah. I didn't take French. I took Spanish. So I don't know what that means.
I took French and Spanish.
Look at you being extra.
That's all I know.
3 years, I'm done.
I forgot.
Right. That's like how many for me? Because I went AP Spanish and I don't know shit.
Yeah, I know a little bit. I know poquito.
You know what?
Poquito.
It's all about the facial expressions.
Yeah, you're like poquito.
That was solid.
That's so racist. All right, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Break the Narrative. Ooh. As you guys have heard, we do have a special guest in the building. His name is, what you want to go by?
My name is Sharif.
All right, so Sharif is in the building. Sharif, wow.
Where'd you get that? Wow, that's my name.
Like, where'd you get that from?
Malcolm X.
Oh,
okay.
Well, we are in the movement. Of,
yeah, in the, it's the movement.
Yeah, so we'll be Sharif. Dang, Black Lives Matter. I need to change my name. In.
You do.
Change it to what?
Harriet.
Harriet Sunflower.
Good night.
Tuck me.
Good night. Oh. Good night.
Yeah,
of all people, Harriet. Girl.
Okay, madam. CJ Walker.
I cannot.
No, I'm Rosa Parks. Fuck that shit. She didn't want to get up and I don't either.
Amen.
She a G. No, I want to be MLK. No, I want to be assassin like that.
Did you guys watch The Five Bloods?
No.
Nah, that's on my list.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about it.
We watched it the other night. It was actually pretty good.
Did you watch Insecure?
Bitch.
I didn't watch it, so don't tell me. I gotta watch it tonight.
Oh my.
Were we right about last time? Were we right? Just tell me that part. Okay, no, tell me.
I'm gonna let you watch it.
And then we're gonna talk about it.
And I was devastated because it's the fucking season finale.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Sorry, you know, then. Because you said devastated.
Devastated.
I can't believe she died.
Wait.
Oh, shit. You ain't see it?
No. Who died? Issa? No, because they coming out with another one. Sorry, you know. But who died? Kelly?
Girl.
Somebody?
Just watch it. Because it was... And I'm surprised you didn't hear because they were talking about it on the Breakfast Club and everything the other day.
I didn't watch. I ignored all of it.
Good. Good. Because I was highly upset, but...
I just want to say on the record, Molly ain't shit. Just put that on the record.
Yeah.
Molly, that was the general consensus. We kind of tired of Molly.
Yeah.
Make sure we on the same page.
I'm tired of her.
Wow. She did some more fuck shit on this episode?
I mean, just typical Molly.
Oh, in general?
Yeah,
okay.
not the ordinary.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I thought she did some real fuck shit.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
All right.
Just catching up. So, what else is new? Oh, we've had a very eventful weekend, did we not?
Oh, we really did. We definitely did. So, we celebrated my best friend's birthday, and... It was going really good at first. You know, I came in there and I did the whole party host thing and we were playing games. Did we have fun? Did y'all have fun?
We did.
And I did. I was DJ. Did I do good?
It was solid.
We had a good time. Yeah.
Until there's always one.
Nigga.
And it went left. And that's all I'm going to say because I have released all of that negative energy from my spirit.
I'm glad. Because you was outside about to go to jail.
I have cleansed. Bitch, I kicked my shoes off in the middle of the street like a true hood rat.
Oh.
Door wide open. A gate. Hopped out the car.
A gate.
Hopped out the car. Kicked my shoes off.
Listen, we were chilling.
For the record, I had a good time. I had a real good time.
No, yeah, we had a really good time. But I was on the couch the whole time because all I was seeing was a commotion. I thought it was some news, fighting and stuff. I was just like, I'm not going out there. Then when it was like the girl, I'm like, what the? I walked outside because I was like, where are you at? And when I seen you, I was like, is everything okay? You was like, I'm going to explain later. I was like, let me go inside. This is exactly that shit. She was like, I'm going to explain later. I was like, inside?
That's all I need to know.
Couple shirts came off.
I was like, because y'all know I don't get hyped like that.
No, you don't. So that's why I was just like, whoa. I was like, what the fuck?
For one, I blame the Hennessy. That's the only thing.
But everybody always trying to blame the Hennessy.
It was the Hennessy.
Nah.
For sure. 100%.
Well, but my thing is, like, I feel like we're old enough. Right. Well, never mind. Nah, people are not old enough to control their liquor. But I feel like we should
Well, I'm too old for that right, shit. Right, right. And I said, don't invite me to no more parties for the remainder of the summer. Hell, the remainder of the summer.
Wait, no, because I'm doing a I was going to get an Airbnb for my birthday. And I thought, and I was going to do a pajama party.
Yeah, just don't bring the Hennessy. You good. No Hennessy.
Well, we're drinking champagne only. Okay.
It's got to be wine. It's got to be classy.
Are you going to come right down for it?
What is it?
My birthday is July 18th, so to be that on that day, because yeah, that's a Saturday.
I might not be working until 2021, so I'll be back.
They not open until 2021?
That's what it's looking like. Ooh. COVID is scaring everybody.
Man, COVID is crazy. So, yeah, try to come back. Okay?
July, what? I'm putting my calendar right now.
My birthday is July 18th. I'm going to do it from that the 17th through the 20th. 17th, 20th. Yeah. So, matter of fact, speaking of that, this is weird to me. So, when I was looking for Airbnbs, I'm going to have to show y'all the one I'm talking about. Mm. And... It was like no parties or whatever.
They all say that.
It was, they all say no parties.
Right, but this one said they have surveillance cameras. The door. This one says, it's too loud. Sorry, y'all. This one says that it has surveillance cameras. Really?
Look at your face.
This one says it has surveillance cameras inside. And if you want to take pictures and videos, you have to pay another $250.
Wait, pictures and videos of what?
Inside the house.
They have cameras. So you want the me house? To?
They have cameras inside the house.
Like, so what if you're trying to get like freaky with your?
That's
with
what your that. And I was confused. I was like, well, wait.
So I'm gonna be on camera, bitch. I don't know how I feel about that.
The next day.
You need to pay me then.
Yeah, and it's this one, and this is the one I was gonna get, and it's so freaking nice.
It is nice, but surveillance cameras.
And I was like, what the hell? And it says.
What's the guest count?
That's not legal. Is that legal?
Yeah, that's crazy.
5 guests. It has 2 king size beds.
And I guess the sofa bed or something?
Yeah.
But back to the cameras. That can't be legal. Like, you can't record people with... I mean, granted, there's a disclaimer, but how you know I want to be on camera?
Yeah. I was very, very disturbed, and I was like, oh, fuck no. And then I guess because they're trying to figure out, like, who be in there and stuff. Like, it was really weird. And they said that you cannot have any parties and you can't take pictures. And if you take pictures, it's a $250.
How are you going to charge me to take pictures on my own devices?
I'm so confused. Yeah.
If you don't want people taking pictures, then you don't need to have no Airbnb.
Huh?
Where's this at?
In Midtown.
By Piedmont Park.
What's the ticket? How much they charge?
It came up to like $1,000.
And you're going to charge me extra if I take pictures?
For how long?
Because it says it's designed by celebrity interior designer Kevin Wilson.
Who the fuck cares about Kevin?
They don't want their stuff.
Kevin, then don't be designing Airbnbs, Kevin. What do you mean? He don't want people on there faking like. Well, this is my apartment.
So they don't end up on TV. That's probably why they said that. The people in Atlanta always want to shoot an episode or something.
Is that what it is?
I mean, okay.
You can shoot a video, put it on your IG.
You probably can't. But they don't want you using it as a set.
Yeah.
Because Kevin said run him his check. Right. If that's the case.
Surveillance and recording devices on property. Please read our rules. It says all the shit. Photo and video shoots are restrictly. Prohibited without consent, $250 per book and all this. So I hit him up like, is this, if you want to take pictures, it doesn't matter, you can't have parties. And I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, that's a bit.
So I'm trying to find another one because like y'all said, all of them say that, but I'm just trying to find one because I've never done it before.
I've never seen one that said you couldn't take pictures though. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Yeah. So that's weird. But what's been
going on? All over my IG, I'll tell you that right now.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So what's been going on with y'all?
Nothing. I've been not studying, even though I'm supposed to be studying.
Okay. Not studying?
Mm-mm.
No, okay.
But I'm
going to start back next week.
Yeah, I'm going to get back on the wagon here. I got to, because I'm going to have to take this test, and it's going to be a problem.
And also, guys, we are trying to come up and vamp our t-shirts, and we're going to do another photo shoot with Shop by Sid. Shout out to him.
For merch, since everybody keeps asking.
Everybody.
It's coming.
I want a hat. Y'all got hats?
Oh, we're going to do hats.
Yeah, I want a hat.
We're going to do all of that. It's going to be really, really dope. Really, really, really dope.
super exciting. But what's up with you?
You know, this this unemployment life.
Okay.
Very boring.
Boring.
I'm reading books. Trying to be educated.
What book are you reading right now?
This is very educational book by 50 Cent. I don't know if you guys.
Oh no, that's not educational.
Wait, 50 Cent got a book?
Yeah, Hustle.
He just came out with a book.
Something like that. Yeah, it's really good. I'm not even trying to be funny. It's really
good. Oh, it is good?
I'm like four chapters in. It's legit good.
Does he talk about his guns shot?
He doesn't. Like, he's speaking like real proper. Like, it's kind of weird that it's 50 Cent, to be honest. But it's actually a really good book. Huh. I think I might change my lifestyle. It's kind of
crazy. Interesting.
I'm going to have to check it out.
It's a good book.
Well, is that the only book that you've read? What else have you read?
Radical Candor. It's a pretty good book. That's like more like business oriented, but I don't think the people want to hear about that book. But it's a pretty good book, though. Radical Candor teaches you how to be direct with people, kind of tell them how you feel without beating around the bush.
I need that book.
It's a pretty...
That's what's up.
I'm about to look that up.
So I'm a part of a book club. And we just started...
I was going to join a book club.
You need to join ours. So we just finished one. It was really good. Now we're starting The Vanishing... It's in my room. I gotta go get it. I haven't started it yet, but I'm about to start it.
I need to watch.
And they're so good. Yeah, like the books are really. I love reading.
I told y'all I'm a book hoarder. Like I buy books.
I have your book actually in my room that I've been done with it and it was so good. The one you let me borrow. Yeah,
one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Just to make sure I say it right, it's Hustle Harder, Hustle Smarter by Curtis Jackson. It's pretty good. Somehow he correlates getting shot 9 times to being a hustler, like in the courtroom and like in the business setting. But it's a good book. I feel smarter every time.
That's
I read
one hell of a metaphor. I'm gonna have to
read a couple chapters.
I'm gonna have to look into that as well.
Nice.
I'm gonna send y'all a link.
So what we got as far as bullshit, shade, and shenanigans? Did y'all see the picture that they posted of Cardi B?
Yeah, but she don't look bad at all.
She don't look bad at all.
So I was confused.
They were hating on Cardi B?
Yeah, they were saying she fat and blah, 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 because...
The one with the side joint with the little tattoo?
Yes.
They got her in Target, and she's wearing, like, a crop top and, like, some shorts.
And she just got two little rolls.
I gotta look that up.
She looked regular as fuck.
Yes.
Like,
and they talking about
and it's quarantine, bitch. All we doing is sitting in the house eating.
She got her with money. I don't care.
Okay. Like, so she was like, I got lipo. That's why she got on Instagram and was like, y'all bitches want to talk shit like I'm fat. She was like, look, I got lipo money, bitch. What you got?
Yep. She damn sure said that. I was like, yes, lipo money. Okay. Yes. Because I don't got it. So, girl, yes.
I got lipo money. Okay. She done called niggas.
They can't come for Cardi like that.
Niggas mama's walruses. She said, your mama look like a walrus, bison back bitches. I was like, oh, that's how you feel, Cardi?
Yeah, the picture I seen, she had a whole six pack. I was like,
they really tried.
Yeah, but she said that she's like, I've gained weight. Like, even if you watch her story, she's eating 24/7. She's like, I gained weight. Oh well,
it's quarantine.
And not only that, her husband like it. He wrote on their meal, and she said, the whole plate.
Energy. Okay.
If he like it, I love it. Facts. And she's not fat. Like, I feel like people just always got something negative to say. Or always. They just want to start something to get a reaction.
Always.
That's all that was.
Leave Cardi alone.
She thick as hell, though.
She is.
Let's let the record say that. She thick as hell.
Leave Cardi alone. But what else has been going on in the world of shenanigans? Child. Nothing that I've seen, really, but you know, I be on and off Instagram. Like, I delete Instagram every other day, for real, for real.
The same old shit, you know, cops killing fucking blacks.
I'm so tired.
What else been going on? Oh, Future, baby, my Future thought he was going to just give her $1,000.
Nope.
And she said, lies, no.
Lies, you tell, run me my fucking money.
Right, run me my money, because you are worth way more than that.
After he tried to sue her for fucking defamation, bitch, you knew
you knew that was your baby. With his stupid ass.
It was up for debate, he wasn't sure.
No, it was never up for debate.
I believed them for a second.
No, I never believed them.
I was like, I can't wait for the test to come back. I can't wait for the test. And I was like, damn, the test came back.
Yeah, that's because you a black man. You probably be like, oh, black men don't cheat. But
black men, they don't cheat. What you mean?
Okay, so, yeah. Future definitely was that baby.
He didn't cheat on her.
Yeah, but he cheats. All the time. Black men cheat.
I'm just concerned about the number.
I won't take that black slander.
I'm just concerned about the number of children he has scattered about this planet.
I mean, like, I don't even think he knows how many
at this point. And he just be like, oh, that ain't mine. Oh, that ain't mine. Nope.
One could argue, though, he's fulfilling his life's plan. His legacy is complete.
Okay.
And he got 1,000 kids to continue the future legacy.
And that's horrible. That's what just.
You mean? I mean, ain't no legacy that's if you don't claim these.
That's disgusting.
What if
it's the, not.
They tried to exterminate the black race. Future is
repopulating.
Is that what he's on?
Yes.
Oh, that's disgusting.
We don't.
I wouldn't want it by him.
He's a musical.
And
he's
his
a
dick
genius.
Is probably about to fall off. He's just fucking all these girls raw and shit.
That's what I don't understand. Like, how you get mad? Like, you the one out here doing all this. Like, nigga, you didn't.
Right.
You don't know how sex works. Oh, you don't know.
They be trapping that man.
Then he get mad. I don't give a damn. You laying down and coming in the shit.
They trapping him.
Okay. Well, he's stupid for getting trapped. And my thing is.
I agree with that.
Right. You stupid for
getting trapped. You got too much money to get trapped.
Too much money. And then you don't even want to pay $1,000. You want
to
pay just $1,000.
And they had the nerve to call the girl ugly.
Ugly.
Yeah, he bugging. You hit that. You can't call it ugly.
He know he hit that. He can't wait to hit that. That's the thing. Terrible. So I think that's the only thing. And then, you know, 45, you know, his shenanigans.
As per usual.
I think 45 is, they mad at him because they said the $600 more for unemployment is stopping at the end of July. I believe July 31st.
Yeah, end of July is a wrap for that 600.
I mean, but the rest of the world is opening up. They gonna shut the shit back down anyway. Then what they gonna do?
They gonna shut the fucking world back down and everybody gonna fucking be back on unemployment. Because this is my thing. Even though y'all gonna stop at 600, these folks still gotta, like, y'all just gonna get them $200-something. We can't nobody survive off that shit if all these jobs not opening and stuff.
Facts.
So what they gonna do? They have to come up with a game plan. So I think, wasn't it the Democrats trying to fight it or something?
I don't know, John.
Everyone's trying to fight it.
I would say, I don't even listen and or watch the news anymore. It's mentally exhausting. I just can't do it.
You can guarantee by the end of July, everybody's gonna be back open. You can guarantee it. It's all a plot. There's no way they're going to have
it. And then come when it's cold, then everybody's like, oh my God, flu season, coronavirus. Shit is getting real. Oh my God. Everybody's about to die again. And I'm going to be looking at motherfucking all the patients. I'm going to be like, sit over there.
Wash your hands.
What an attitude.
You over there.
Because y'all should have kept
Because I'm fucking over it.
In the
I'm not going to lie. Corona, this shit better not be around in September. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm saying.
It's ridiculous. Because then y'all already
not be consumed with the coronavirus.
Well, listen, mine has been canceled already. My Jamaica trip has been canceled.
Yeah, you can't.
No, they got weed in Jamaica. You good.
What I got to do with... If we go and they don't let us come back, I'm not fucking staying in Jamaica.
At that point, you're Jamaican.
No.
I'm going to stay.
No.
I'm going to stay. Fuck it. I'd be like, sorry, kids. Your mom is gone.
I'm stuck. About to get my groove back real quick.
Right, Stella got her groove back. I mean, Harriet got her groove back.
Not Harriet.
You can't go to Jamaica with the Harriet. You can't.
No, I am.
They're not going to let you in. All
right, Francis.
They'll
call me Francis.
They'll fuck with Francis.
Yeah, they'll be like, Francis.
Okay. Francis. So you think Nicki Minaj is pregnant?
Mm-hmm. Unless that picture's Photoshop. But if the picture's not Photoshopped, then yeah, she had a little pudge. But honestly, I just don't give a fuck. Because honestly, why do you want to fucking have a baby by Mr. Petty? And he already a pedophile. Like, I'm just trying to figure out.
Who did y'all see?
Kaya.
You saw that picture she posted? Oh my God. Did you see that video?
Of what she said?
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Bitch, you gotta go find
it. Her name is Azuka.
You have to go find that video. I seen it on Facebook. It is so fucking disrespectful. Kaya should be ashamed of herself.
That's bugged out, first off. But to backtrack, what if I told y'all Meek Mill is the father of Nicki Minaj's baby? What
I'd be like, the
Right, I would be blown away.
What you mean?
I would too. Because Mr. Petty. Plot twist. Mr. Petty gonna go back to
season 5, right?
Mr. Petty gonna go back to jail, and it's just gonna be.
And I'm mad that I'm just now finding out that this little boy rocking right here with Lisa Frank lace fronts.
Who?
Takashi.
Yeah, I thought that was his hair.
Me too.
Yeah, I swear I thought that was his hair.
I've been duped.
Wait, that's not his hair.
No. It's a lace front wig.
Stop.
Swear to God.
Swear to God. The guy who does Megan Thee Stallion's hair, he does his hair.
It's a whole fucking lace front.
Yep, it is.
I'm shocked and appalled. Like, this is this.
I'm
is,
trying to find a video.
Girl, you're gonna have to look. Well, I'll show you later because it was on Facebook. I don't even remember who posted it, but I was just like, oh, she is absolutely disgusting for the things that came out of her mouth like that. She should never.
Kay don't give a fuck.
Clearly.
She never has
given. She has no cooth whatsoever.
She stayed beefing with somebody.
Okay, you'll have to show it to me.
All right, well, y'all ready to jump into the topic for this week?
Yeah. What's the topic?
Somebody, you wasn't running.
You know I'm always singing.
It's a lace front.
Yeah, that's a lace front.
I thought y'all trying to be funny.
No.
This nigga's a clown.
And a half.
Once again, I can't talk shit. He got money. Can't talk shit.
I mean, I guess. But no, this week we are talking about what to do when relationship boredom strikes. And how do you know if you're bored in a relationship or if the relationship is just fucking over? Thoughts, comments, questions, concerns.
How do you know if you're bored in a relationship or if the relationship is just over?
Yeah. And if you are bored, then what? What do you do? Do you tell them?
Of course, you want to tell. I feel like communication is key, and you should, even if you think you're going to hurt that person's feelings, you should at least give them that, like, let them know.
Okay, so what brings that about? Like, you're like, all right, I'm fucking bored. Like, what brings that on? Like, how do you know that you're bored? That's
a good First and foremost, life is redundant in general. So if you got two people working and they grinding, that's going to get boring in general because they're just focused on grinding. I'm a firm believer that you should have weekly conversations with your significant other. And in those conversations, you should keep it 100% at all times. Like, hey, not for nothing, you've been playing the Xbox for the last 3 weeks, nigga. Like, I want to go out. Not for nothing, you've been cooking the same spaghetti the last 2 months. Like, let's spice it up. And that should be regular conversation, even when you're talking about sex. That should be a weekly thing. Like, hey, not for nothing. Like, missionary, that shit ain't gonna work. This ain't working out. We know we need to mix it up. Mm-hmm. And just having that open communication, because shit's gonna get boring regardless. You've been with somebody for 5-6 years. There's only so much y'all can do that y'all haven't done already. You just gotta have that open communication and be open to try new things. But sometimes you force yourself into that boredom because you want the relationship to be over. Like, that's a whole other topic.
Oh.
That's a whole other topic. Like, oh,
I like that angle. Let's explore that.
Like, you set it up. Like, I'll be honest, I did it before. Like, you set it up to have an argument about something stupid. Like, yeah, like, all you do is go to work and then you go with your girls every Wednesday. Like, before you met her, you knew she went out every Wednesday with the girls. Like, you look for something to have the argument.
But now all of a sudden,
you just nitpicking.
Yeah, you nitpicking because you're at the point where you know you can't just end it without being an asshole. So now you're trying to start an argument. And you get it to that level where you got, all right, forget it then. I ain't coming back. So you can have a little time off, re-spice it up, and then come back like nothing happened. So it depends on
you. Know, one of my friends told me I was crazy before because a while ago I was like, it's almost like I crave dysfunction in some ways because it does get bored. Like, okay, so it's like the excitement's gone. So it's like if there's nothing outlandish going on, there's nothing crazy, it's like, all right.
Yeah, like if it's the same
like
routine,
you need that ebb and flow.
Like it shouldn't just be the same routine. You know what I'm saying? Like you do need to spice it up, and you know I like the weekly. I've never thought about that. I've never done that in a relationship. Like have weekly talks because I feel like you know you're always communicating, but you do gotta check in. You know, so I agree with that. Like checking in is good, at least so you'll know where that person stand, like where y'all stand. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like if you're bored, like ultimately that could lead to you cheating because here's somebody that's not in this household that is going to spice it up because you're cheating. It's spontaneous. It's, oh, I shouldn't be doing this, you know? But why not do that with your partner? Like y'all could go fuck on the balcony. You know what I'm saying? Go fucking in the laundry room.
Or meet up at a bar. Like, you don't
know each other. Like, different shit that you can do. You know what I'm saying? But people don't think like that. Because they're mad. Don't. Or they're like, ugh, you get on my nerves. I don't want to see you. Da, da, da. Honestly, like, that's how it is. People, you're not thinking like, okay, maybe I could change this. And no, you're like, ugh, I don't want to be bothered with him. Because this new person's showing attention. And it's like, ooh. Okay.
True. But even if the person, there's no other person showing you attention. And it's just like.
Which is not reality. Somebody's always showing you attention.
You're just irritated, right? Like, you're just irritated in general, like, with the whole thing. Then, if there's no outside force and it's just like, okay, I'm just irritated just because, like, how do you get past the irritation?
You might need to
get to the point to where it's like, okay, what do we need to do to spice this up? Like, if I'm irritated with you, like, I don't want to be bothered. Like,
but then that's when you have to ask yourself, like, do I need to be with this person? That's how I feel. Like, if you're going to have irritated moments and right. stuff. We're all human. Nobody's perfect. A relationship will never be perfect. I don't care what nobody says. Motherfuckers gonna do shit that you don't like. Stuff gonna annoy you. But if you get irritated every second of the minute, you just like, this person irks the shit out of me. This person get on my nerves. I don't want to be bothered. Then, baby, go on about your business. Because... You just find this shit, like I said, Nick, like, you don't even want to try.
Yeah, right. You're just looking for issues.
Yeah.
I think space is another key part of that, though. Like, if you're getting bored, I'm a firm believer of, like, yeah, you do your girls' night, I'm going to have my guys' night, like, once or twice a month to give yourself that space to explore and find out new things that you like. Because if you're with the same person every day, you guys aren't going to have that opportunity to be like, oh, did you see this? Like, yeah, I was with you all day. Nigga, no, I didn't see it.
Right.
Type of thing. But this is a similar... talking point, a few months ago with some of my close guy friends, I had a discussion about how often, like, do you have sex or whatever. And it was like, yeah, it depends. Mind you, most of these people are married that I was talking to. And they were like, yeah, twice or three times a month. And I was like, do you think your girl wants to have more sex? They was like, nah, they good. I was like, so if we're taking a survey, how often do you think your girl wants to have sex? And they was like, well, 2 to 3 times a week. I was like, I need you to ask her when you go back how many times. I guarantee you the number is not 2 or 3. It's more than that. And that's like the simple, that's like a layman's type of example. But the guys think one thing and girls think something completely different.
Yeah.
And that's like a microcosm of all relationships. Like, you think you know what the other person wants, but if you're not having that conversation, you're never going to know.
Right.
Type of thing. So
that's why you said do those weekly.
Once a week, like, hey, not for nothing. Like, we had sex 2 times last week and we did the same 4 positions. Like, nah, that's not happening. Like, that's whack. That's how boredom happens, because you're assuming that she or he is cool with that type of stuff. Right. In reality, like, nah, that's not popping.
But I feel like that's when you have to step up and say something, though, right then and there. Why would you... You feel me? Like, why you... That's like people holding their tongue about certain things because they want to walk on eggshells. Like, I've never been that type of person to walk on eggshells with nobody. Relationship, friendship, momship, sonship, brothership, sistership, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like I'm very vocal. Sometimes that has gotten me in trouble. Like, okay, Alicia, you didn't have to say that or say it like that. Or because it's not what you say, it's how you say it. It's how you present it. And I just feel like, okay, listen, I don't want you to be eating the pussy like the like insert. Like, stop playing with me. Like, I'm that type of person. Like, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, that, like, yeah. Come on, what's up?
Say what I said, okay?
Or I'm going to just jack your ass up. Like, hey, I'm ready.
Like, for real, like, if it's shit's whack, you just gotta be open to say that. And that's with any part of your relationship. If it's not.
But a lot of people not gonna do that.
No.
Let's just be honest.
Because a lot of people like to save face and they don't like to hurt people's feelings. Because some people don't handle that level of honesty well.
And when I say a lot of people, I feel like women, they're not gonna wanna hurt if they really, really are in love or like that person. Yeah. But men do not know how to communicate and express their feelings. And that's the problem.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. But I think a part of it is, like, if one person, which is always going to happen, likes the other person more, that person's never going to keep it 100. Because they don't want the other person to be like, well, fuck it then. I don't got to be with you. I could be with somebody else. Like, if you don't like how I get down this way, then I'm a bounce. So they try to, like you said, walk on eggshells.
Yeah, skateboard.
And skateboard, like, all right, like, hey, let's try McDonald's tonight. Like, they try to throw it in there. Like, you know you don't want to fuck with McDonald's. Like, right. It's like, keep it real. You want to go to Benihana's or something. Like, right, let's keep it real. That's a bad example. But communication, like you said, is the key. And like that book I was telling you I was reading, Radical Candor, it works for relationships too. Like, the example in the book was like, if you see somebody you don't know and their fly's down, like, you're not gonna be like, yo, your fly's down. Like, you're not gonna be wide open. But if it's your best friend, you'll be like, yo, nigga, your fly's down.
Yeah.
So that same thing should happen in your relationship. If this is your significant other, your best friend, your spouse, your lover,
right,
you should be open to be like, hey,
right, you should be able
you don't
to
look
tell
good
them
today. Like, change right that outfit. Like, you right shouldn't be scared to say that type of stuff.
Right, I agree.
If there's mutual respect for both parties.
Right, and it's so maturity. Like, you should have that respect. And then to me, I feel like that's genuine.
Yeah.
You don't want me to go outside looking crazy. I wouldn't want you to go outside looking crazy. So you come in here and you got toothpaste down your fucking lip. I'm gonna be like, oh, what you doing? We can't go until you fix that.
You
like, you know what I'm saying?
What are you doing?
Yeah. What are
get
you doing?
Get your life.
I mean, life itself shouldn't be boring, though. Like, in your relationship, it should never get...
But some people live a boring life. Like, some people are just... And this is too, like, some... And a lot of times it's like this. Like, it'll be somebody that's a homebody, and then it'll be somebody that loves to be out and party and shit. And then sometimes it's good, but then sometimes it clashes because it's like, oh, I want you to come on me home. Like, what the fuck? I want to be outside. Yeah. Like, why do you want me to be here? We can cuddle in heaven. Why now?
What?
That's crazy.
Why we gotta die?
That's what it's cuddle time?
Yeah, I don't want to cuddle on earth. Cuddle in heaven.
I mean, I'll be honest. I think I live a pretty boring life, to be honest. Like, in the grand scheme of things, like, I go to work. And...
I mean, that's majority of, especially with the older we get, we party so fucking much.
I'm partying back.
Right. Like we party so much. But I feel like with us, like, if we're in a relationship, it's cool to, like, have date night. We're not about to just go to the club and do all that. No. Yeah. That's funny.
But I even feel like the date nights need to be interesting. Like, do some shit that y'all have never done before. Like, there's got to be things that you've never experienced together. Like, do shit like that. Nobody wants to go to fucking dinner and movie every time.
Make memories.
Like, right.
Make memories.
I fuck with the movies. I think that's my problem.
Me too. I love the movies.
Do something else.
Like, see, I could do... And to me, that's the ideal. That's perfect for me. Like, I could go to the fucking movies all the time. I'm not going to get bored of that, but that's something I enjoy.
Yeah.
But too, I will try new shit. Like, picnics. I have a whole fucking picnic basket. It's dope. Lift it up.
Yeah.
That's really my picnic plate. Like, it's picnic so lit.
Right?
How much you want for this?
I don't want nothing for it. We need to go to Piedmont Park and have a picnic.
Picnic.
And it's dope. Right. And it's vintage. I got that at Goodwill.
Like, it's simple. But it's like, for me, I'm not a movie goer, right? I don't like going to the movies.
You fall asleep?
I fall asleep.
Oh, Lord.
All the time.
I don't. I'd be like...
And I don't like movies because I feel like if you're on a date, then you need to be engaged with one another. And I feel like you can't...
See, I don't want to engage.
She's on my fucking nerves.
That's fair, though. That's fair, though. You can't...
The point of it is supposed to give you time to connect and talk to each other and learn things that you didn't know about each other. Because, I mean, nobody knows...
Now, you just made me realize that's why I like going to the movies.
Because you ain't got to talk to people.
And then when it's over, it's like, all right.
I see you.
Thank you. You was real cute. Bye.
But no, I like stuff where we can do it and then have conversation while we're doing whatever it is that we're doing. Because movies gonna put my ass to sleep.
So you like, you want to go like race car driving and shit.
Or something.
Rock climbing.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
I like fun shit like that.
Yeah.
Go to the gun range. Like, do something different.
Oh, no, I'll do that. But you better back the fuck up. See? Because it might hit your ass. No. And I'll be like, oh, sorry.
Let's not do that.
You wanted to spice it up?
Or learn how to do something. I mean, I tried to learn how to play spades, but that was a no-go, so we're not going to.
Tell me, you don't know how to play spades?
No. Don't look at me like that.
Stop.
We're going to teach her.
Stop.
I know a little bit.
I think too much. It's too...
We definitely gotta have a space.
I'm not a person where it's just like this. I'm like, okay, but why?
Because they be going out too fast.
And it's shit. Too much, and then I gotta ask questions, and everybody gets irritated with me at the table because I'm asking questions and shit. So I'm like, what?
You just gotta learn.
It's fine.
We're gonna do it.
I play dominoes, though.
I don't know how to play dominoes.
I play a lot of dominoes. I was playing dominoes today.
Spades,
no.
Spades, I'll fuck.
But we can do that. Like, we can have a fucking picnic in the house and play Uno or some shit. Like, because you can have conversations over.
Or we can even go to Sonic's in the drive-thru and fucking get some slushies. Right.
I fuck with Sonic.
Right.
And chit chat.
Right? Like, that would be dope. And you could put, I could throw a fry in your mouth. You could, a tater tot.
Anybody throwing
you could throw you could throw a tater tot in my mouth and I could throw a tater tot in your mouth.
So what if the person you're talking to is broke, though?
Then.
Cause that's a part of the boredom, too. Like, sometimes a nigga can't afford to do shit like that.
Especially in the economy that we have. I feel like when you say broke, like, do you mean like, okay, we can't go on.
They don't have money for extracurricular.
For nothing.
They have money for
bills
to live. They work. They check the check with it.
Okay, so then you make something up. Like, you can fucking get a piece of paper, and y'all could like draw the stake on the paper, and then like cut
that
it out.
That shit ain't flying. That shit is not flying. Cut it out. Because that I think that's part of the conversation too. That dating is not like cheap.
Hell no, it's not. You're right.
That's an expensive thing. Even if you're in a relationship, that's an expensive thing.
I feel like you should know who you're with, though. But because this is my thing. Like, I feel like at the end of the day, like, no, everybody's not rich. And you shouldn't be with a person just because of their money. You should be with them for what they have to offer you as far as who they are.
Yeah.
Because it could be, you could have a rich motherfucker who is horrible and toxic as shit. You know what I'm saying? Or somebody who got money. You don't even have to be rich. You can be middle class, whatever. But if that person, if you start from the bottom and build, like, that's amazing. You never know what you could get. Because you might be looking at the next billionaire that's broke as shit. Right, but you stayed down. Yeah, like, so I just feel like that's a conversation that needs to be had. Like, you know, like you said in the beginning. And y'all make it do what it do. Because you could walk.
We got one day, night, a month. That's all I got for you.
Right. And
that's
you can walk through the park and feed the ducks. That ain't shit.
Sure is.
You can get there some ice cream.
Geese, bitch. Because I almost lost the toe fucking with them.
I don't fuck with birds. I don't fuck with birds. No way. But I'm just saying.
I ran out of bread and them niggas got mad at me.
See, I don't feed shit. I don't,
Start snapping at your shit.
Yeah. I was like, look, I'm sorry. I don't have no more bread.
Oh, hell no. I just feel like y'all can make shit work. You can get some fucking ice cream for 99 cents and sit down on a bench. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you can improvise. You don't have to go on an expensive ass date. You got to work around that.
That's true. Like, it doesn't have to be expensive to connect and for it not to be bored. Right. But
y'all could play the PlayStation. Shit.
Nah.
Yes, I would love
what
that.
What you mean,
no? I like
that's,
it.
That's no. That's
no. Not. What you mean? I done did that plenty of times.
I'm not saying you're not going to do it. I'm saying that's not happening. That's not.
But why?
Why can't that be?
Because you're not having fun doing that.
Yes, you are. Yeah. I promise I have so much fun doing that shit.
I like to play the games that I like to play.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no, you're not going to sit there and play my game.
But like, I want to play basketball and I want to play NBA 2K and Madden just so that I can make you mad because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing and it's so funny.
And
to
I
me.
Hate that. And
yeah,
I hate,
love
I
it.
That.
I love
I
it.
That.
I love it so
hate
much.
That.
That's why it's so fun to me.
But it's exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting.
That is not exciting.
Yes, for me it is. That's what I want to do. That's what I'll be like, what's your game?
And it's asked hella questions. I hate that shit.
Yes, I love it. Oh my god.
That's not fun.
Yeah, it's
a real video game since.
Like, that's what I mean by space. Like the video game, that's like my thing. Like,
right, I get
like,
it.
This is what I do to decompress. Like now you're in it, now I'm not decompressing.
now you're stressing me the fuck out.
Now I'm frazzled as fuck.
This shit's stressing me the fuck out.
Whatever.
You don't be mad.
I'm still gonna pick up the controller and be like, Abby. Just one round. And then I'll be like, all right, you got it. Because I'm bored now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're just doing it to just piss me the fuck off.
Right. So, that's to me, that's fun. That's a good date night.
We're going to get boxing gloves, right? Because we be talking shit. And I'm like, look, you're going to make me fucking fight you. And he was like, well, let's go then. I was like, we're going to get some fucking boxing gloves. We about to get some for real.
Oh, that'd be dope.
That's a good idea. Maybe not the gloves. Get like those little,
Yes. So whenever you start talking shit, I'm going to whack the shit out of your ass with this thing. Keep talking shit to me.
Oh, Lord.
They just start whipping each other's ass with
this thing. He going to be a bobblehead.
But that's exciting. It's something new. It's fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
Boxing?
Yeah.
Yo, B. Come here. Let's fight.
It's all for play.
Okay.
Just let
off a little.
This is gonna lead to sex. So yeah, you can. Yeah, y'all can do it.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Cause somebody got black eye. And let's.
I mean, you can keep one eye closed while you're doing it. Let him lay there. You get on top, and he'd be like.
I cannot. Okay, so what if you try all that shit and then it don't work? Well, then what?
Okay, then that's not the person for you.
Like, sometimes you gotta be honest. Like, you know sometimes when it's over.
Even though if you don't want it to be over.
Yeah, you know when it's
that's
over.
That's hard.
But that's why I say space is good, because sometimes you just need a break. Not saying, like, break, let's go fuck other people. Like, let me get a week, like, do my own thing. I could be at the house for a whole week, but I just can't see your ass for a week. Like, give me a week, and then.
Do you feel like people in a relationship should take weekly breaks? What if you live with that person?
Yeah, especially if you live with the person.
So you feel like the person needs to like go to a hotel for a week or something?
Yeah, go see your parents.
Spend some time.
Go do something else.
I agree with that.
I give motherfuckers all the space they need. So
that's, I was saying, people be mad at you because you give too much space.
Yeah, because you know, like, I'm not really affectionate at all.
Yeah.
And so it takes a person to really bring it out of me, and I'll still be like, okay, I have enough, like. And I want to go in my space and, like, I'm going to give you that. And then we can come back together. But I know how to balance that.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like if you live together, oh, like,
so you know how to balance it for who? For you or for them?
For me.
But seeing the same motherfucker for, I'm not even talking anybody, like your kids.
Because I just feel like if you
work with,
but what if you're married? What if you're married? What if you're married?
Married people take breaks.
That's probably especially.
I have never heard of people taking no 1 week break.
It's called a vacation.
Facts.
It's called a vacation.
Okay, I get that, but I'm talking about. I'm tired of you, so I want to take a week break. I'm gonna go.
I mean, you ain't gotta. You never word like that.
Maybe you should word like that, but you never word like that. You're like, yo, not for nothing. Shit, me and the guys, we about to hit up Philly next week.
Get some space. Well, I mean, I get that. Like, you're going on vacation. I understand.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. A week decompress.
But I just don't get the... I guess I get it. Vacation.
And not for nothing, you need to have the mutual understanding. Like, I'm not going to be answering your text. Like, I'm not going to...
Wait, what?
Time out.
Like, I'm not going to be...
I was like, foul on the play. What you mean? What you mean? Like, you're not going to be answering the text. I
check in at least.
No, it's going to be check in, but we're not going to be like... Hey, what's up, babe? Like,
yeah, I mean, I get that because you're on vacation. It's like
early dating stages. We need to fucking text all day.
Right. I get
that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I need a deep.
Oh, but I thought you meant like I'm not gonna answer you at all. Like,
I'm
in fucking Vegas and I'm doing what the fuck I want to do because what happened in Vegas, stay in Vegas and don't fucking text me.
Like, oh,
is that what you mean?
So that means I need to catch. Also, that means I need to catch a flight.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm coming to the room.
But you know I'm not gonna.
And if a bitch is in there,
like I'm not.
No, we don't know.
I'm not here fucking. Other bitches.
Oh, okay.
But
maybe. Hopefully, you're not.
No. I might be in a strip club or something, but it's not gonna be.
Oh, okay.
It's not gonna be like this.
That's fine. You can do strip club. You can do whatever.
I'm saying, like, just decompress, like, and then when you, and the same thing goes for you. Like, when you go out and you do your week, like, I'm gonna be on the video game for the whole week. Like, you good? Do your thing.
Oh, you're gonna be really missing me because I'm gonna make you feel it that whole week.
For a week, would you be posting on IG and shit?
I sure am.
Wilding.
I'm doing all that.
I learned my lesson.
No, I'm gonna just send pictures to you, like, just was thinking of me. Oh, and then when they reply back, I'm gonna ignore it and leave it on red.
Ooh.
You're not gonna send it right. Me, I'll be like, thank you.
Did you miss me?
Because if you do it right, the week is not like, only for the one person, it's for both of you.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, you don't text me back, thank you. Like,
right.
I'm on the game.
It's just like, you're just, I get it. You explain it. I like it.
So what if you do if one of the people in the relationship doesn't like space or they don't know how to handle space? Then what?
Right.
What you mean?
So how do you combat boredom if they don't like space?
If someone don't like space, they can't be bored. Because then we're on their side of the spectrum. Like, they want to be with me all day. Like, then they can't be bored because they with me all day.
So how do y'all navigate that?
I pick up extra shifts at work.
So I ain't got to be here.
I'm not here. But what if but that
person...
But it's
not like, I'm not here because I don't want to be with you. It's I'm working.
I'm working. Yeah, but what if that person... but what if they start missing you and just really, really wanting to... Like, babe, you're just always working. I can't... Like, I miss you. Like, you are going...
That conversation's going to go away with me.
Oh.
You always work conversation, that's a bad conversation to have for me.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, the stuff that we do, that shit costs money.
Right.
And I'd rather have I get that money work all the same right. time
yeah.
than not.
Sure. Yeah, I work all the time, too. But I work because I want to be away from you.
But, like, I think overall, the whole thing is communication.
No,
like,
just kidding. Yeah, communication is key. People don't know how to communicate. Like, honestly.
How often do we
We say this shit all the time.
I say that, too. And I'm probably the worst communicator in a relationship ever. But
I know you are.
What you mean?
Because I don't know.
I'm a Libra.
It's like your scale. Be like, I don't want to communicate. I want to communicate. Communicate. Listen. Today, don't want to communicate.
Let me put it like this. I'm a very, very good listener.
I either communicate
too much. Yeah, because your scale is here. You're listening, but you're like, don't give a fuck.
That's not true. I care. Okay, but
don't want to communicate listening. Tip me over and pour me out. That's Libra.
You're not about to come for us like this. You got two Libras at the table.
Baby, if the scale is even slightly, it's like, we're off. Tip me over and pour me out.
But I try to communicate.
Cancers are the best.
I think that's the key. You gotta want to try. Like,
I just seen a meme. It was like when the non-committal people get together, and it was like Libra, Gemini, Aquarius. Then it was like when the moody ass people get together, and it was like Pisces, Scorpio, Cancer. Then it was like
I don't agree with it.
It was funny as fuck because it's like all of the signs that are like grouped together, like by element. So it's like it makes perfect fucking sense.
Yeah.
Because people,
that's funny.
Non-committal. I'm like, I guess, sure.
I'm not moody though.
Let's go.
Oh, I'm not moody.
No, you.
People say I'm not even a Cancer. They're like, you're not a Cancer. It's probably. Yes, I am. July 18th.
Well, because you probably got to dig a little deeper into your chart.
Yeah, because I forgot what else I am.
You probably present like whatever your moon sign is. That's why.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you what my moon sign is.
I could tell you on my
app. A Capricorn, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's why.
No, I don't think that's what it is.
I don't know.
Okay. Let me see. What was the app called?
CoStar.
Yep.
And bitch, Mercury's in Gatorade today.
Really?
Yeah, Mercury retrograde started today, which is why I've been feeling trash all day. I woke up and I was like, everything sucks.
Yeah, it
today.
Is.
Like, so, I'm not gonna lie, I feel like trash too. But I've been eating all crazy though, so I chalked it up to that. But
I've been good. Like, I've been working out every day. Like, I've been feeling super good. And this morning I just woke up and I was just like, ugh.
Yeah. Right. Mine's is, I'm a Cancer. My moon is a Capricorn. And my rising is a Virgo. Mm. I'm spicy.
Not spicy. But yeah, you do present more like Capricorn than Cancer. That's probably why.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Capricorns are really dope.
They're real grounded people too.
Yeah.
Son, did y'all see that cop is testifying against the other cop? Y'all saw that?
The one that got arrested here in Atlanta.
Huh?
The one for the reason why they burnt down Wendy's.
Wait, he testified.
One of the cop that's getting charged.
Yeah.
His partner is going to testify against him.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So he knew he wanted to kill him.
So my theory is he's trying to get a lighter sentence.
Yeah, he is.
So he's trying to snitch on his boy, which is wild. Like, that's like...
I've never heard like of a cop.
Right, you don't do that. You don't do that.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Wait, is that true?
I heard it on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
On the way here, yeah.
Did they arrest him, though? They didn't arrest him, though, right?
I don't know.
They just tried... And his bond was cheaper... Because he's testifying. Like, his bond was like $50,000.
Oh, so they did arrest him.
Yeah.
I don't think
they charged him with anything. Yeah.
The other ones is what? What's his bond?
It was a million or something, I think. It was something crazy.
Yeah, because
he got like 10 charges, too.
I heard that he had like so many cases open for excessive like
force.
Yeah, and gunplay or some shit. Like, it's crazy.
Terrible.
And I used to fuck with Wendy's, man.
My thing is, I'll just speak on it real quick because it's just very sad, and I'm just so tired of all everything that's going on. But we do have to keep active. We keep being active in the community and sticking together. I feel like all those people at fucking Wendy's, whether you was in line or working there, y'all could have tapped on his fucking window just like the cops did and had his ass pulled over or help him or call or whatever. Y'all could have did that shit, but instead y'all decided to call the fucking cops.
Yeah, that's
wrong. Second of all. Isn't that protocol anyway?
If you see somebody in the parking lot, they're like, yo, especially if you're not supposed to be there, hey,
yeah,
you can't stay here,
you gotta go,
whatever. And then if they refuse to leave, then escalate, okay, then maybe call the cops. But you just call the cops off rip.
And
like,
he was very respectful. Everybody saw the fucking video, all that shit. Okay, granted, shit, he have took the taser out. Okay, we get it. But at the end of the day, these fucking cops, now back in the day, you know, I'm always watching cops. Yeah. They always running they fat asses or even fit asses to run and tackle.
Yeah.
Right.
Where the fuck all these cops come from when they shooting every fucking body? They don't even run and tackle no more. Nope. They just, pow, pow, you're black. You're fucking dying. Like,
it's crazy. It's crazy. And they are out of shape, too. I can't talk because I'm out of shape, but.
But still,
they need to
you're
be
a shape
to be able to
right. Chase you're people. A fucking cop. Like, my thing is, when he wasn't even running fast because he was drunk.
Yeah.
He was running like. Because he had got tased, too. And he tased somebody, but he was running like. And they could have easily caught him, tackled him to the ground, put him in handcuffs, took his ass. Because
they wasn't that far off.
They were
close.
Literally, he right here. They like right here. And he just decides to shoot him in the back.
Yeah,
like, that makes no sense to me. But like I said, too. All them people at Wendy's, and they in the drive. Oh my God. Y'all motherfuckers could have been the ones that woke him up just like this officer. Hey, man, hey, you got to move. You know what I'm saying? You don't want the cops to move. Whatever y'all had to do. His sister stayed up the street. He could have walked there.
Yeah.
He could have got an Uber. It was so many ways options. Around it. It was so many options that could have been avoided of this man losing his life. You just come from your daughter's birthday party, and you die.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because you at Wendy's. Now they looking for the white lady who done burned down the Wendy's because they said it was some niggas because, you know, they always blaming us about burning the shit down and it be other people, but...
Well, they said it was... I saw the video. It was definitely a white chick.
Yeah.
It definitely was. But they trying to, like...
Of course, it was like...
At first, before they, you know...
Before the video was released.
we gotta find the people that the black people keep burning stuff down. No, it's because I see one video where this white dude is giving the black boy like, yeah, Black Lives Matter here, burn.
He set me up on an okie doke.
But he was like, the fuck you do the shit. I'm like, thank you. He just wants some shit burnt down with his dumb ass so they can blame us. I mean, it's just crazy.
Beyond crazy.
Ay, ay, ay.
We making some progress, though. Like, I see a lot of things. I seen the buddy from Netflix giving the money to Morehouse and Spelman.
Yeah. And then I seen all of everybody else all mad about that.
I don't know how you could be mad.
They're there are other HBCUs, and everybody acts like there's only Morehouse and Spelman, and nobody knows anything else. Like, girl, shut up.
Right.
Spike
Lee to plug.
Like, yeah. Just let these people get his money.
Get you a plug. Even though I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to school right now. They done got a free tuition.
Okay.
They got free tuition? Oh, yeah. Because you're Morehouse man.
Like, damn. Mm.
That is crazy.
But what's the moral of the story today, y'all?
Communicate.
If you're bored, you need to be honest, no matter how bad it hurts. So their feet stink, you need to let them know, like...
Wait. Fact.
What if you're bored, you need to get sex dice. That's my expert
advice. Oh, sex dice. Or the sex cards.
Yeah.
I used to get them from Borders. Remember when Borders was open?
Damn.
Yeah, Borders sold
sex. I forgot Borders went out of business.
I'm about to say, yeah.
Borders sold sex cards. Rest in peace, Borders. Sure. Yeah, rest in peace.
I'm sure you can find some on Amazon.
You can find all that shit.
Amazon has everything.
And they sell sex dice everywhere.
You got to go to Spencer's. They got everything.
Spencer's, get some handcuffs. Oh, get the oral sex mints, like the chocolate ones. So your mouth would be numb
If Shorty pulls out oral segments, I might have to run. I'm terrified at that point.
No, I'm saying it's because she can go all night, like.
What?
Yeah, like, so her, all this is numb.
Oh, yeah, and they have the spray that does that, too.
Oh, yeah,
and it numbs the back of your throat.
Yeah, they got all that shit.
See, clearly, this is why
I'm going. Y'all should go. You should go to Tokyo. Tokyo has everything. But, yeah, do that shit.
Like.
Or watch a flick.
Tokyo in Asia?
No, it's a store.
It's a sex store.
Y'all niggas is really spicing it up. Shit. Y'all right. Going to know this. Shit.
Or y'all could even do that.
Y'all so stupid. Y'all going to Japan?
Y'all fucking flying?
Take a trip Mount to Hala. The sex store together.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Pick out stuff for both of you guys. What you want to do? What about feathers? No. Tickle.
Side note, this is another shameless plug. There is an adventure book for couples. It is pretty dope. It spices it up a little bit. Hmm. And it's not even kinky. Like, we did this one day that went on from the book. We went on we went to a thrift store, and you had like a $25 budget, and you had to buy them an outfit, and they had to wear that the rest of the day.
Oh, that's dope.
It was pretty good.
That's fun.
Send me that book.
Yeah.
I'll send it for you. It was pretty dope. And that stuff like that spices it up.
Fun.
Plus those oral mints.
I used to do. Yeah, the oral mint shit is dope. I got some in there. I'm gonna show them to you. I don't use them on anything.
It's cool.
It's never even been open right now.
Just in case.
Yeah. Well, I used them before when I was in a relationship, and so I had some more, and then. Womp, womp, womp. But, I used to make cards. So, like, I would literally get flashcards and, like, make cards, like little cards.
Like a
coupon book? Yeah, like a coupon book. I used to get coupon books from Borders, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I would make my own little coupons, like.
All the ones that I've seen be boring as fuck, though.
Oh, Borders ones was dope.
And, but one free dinner of your choice.
Right.
Like, nigga, the fuck?
And that's, right, and that's why I made my own, so I could spice it up. And it was really dope, like. But fuck that nigga. But anyway, so yeah, so you can do shit like that. I'm sorry.
I cannot.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
I think that's some solid advice. I think so.
So thank y'all, let us know. If y'all bored, try it out. Mm. And tell us your results.
Well, yeah, maybe you people should start sucking toes.
Toes?
That's not gonna spice it up.
Who's sucking toes? I'm not putting nobody's toes in my mouth.
My feet be dry as shit.
I was saying, niggas don't take care of their toes.
No, I mean, niggas should start sucking female toes.
I was saying, if you don't get regular pedicures and you don't keep them bitches clean.
And the female should start sucking the fingers.
Maybe. Don't bring your toes over here.
Nah, I'm good.
No, don't suck nothing.
Told your ass, nigga. Because then you might have told
you. We're probably get too crazy.
What about ears? Like, Something with your ears.
For some people, ears is the spot.
I know this one dude, he liked to like lick the eyebrows.
Eyebrows?
He said it turned women on. He said you'd be surprised.
He need to be on My Strange Addiction, if that's the case. Yeah. Like,
he said you'd be surprised. I said, well, I want somebody to try it on me.
I wish a nigga would lick my motherfucking eyebrows.
I'm be like this. Do it. Like dinner with the smuts. Pew, 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 pew. Do it. I feel it.
Oh, my God. It's so stupid.
But no, for real. Thank you for being a guest.
I love it. I got to come back and do it again.
Yeah, you do, because you're about to go back home in the morning. I am. And I have a flight to catch,
too. I mean, we can still record. We can always record.
Yeah, we can record via...
whatever. We're going to get high tech, y'all. We slacking. Everybody else is recording via Zoom and all kinds of remote and all kinds of shit.
Are they?
Yeah.
Ours is still... I'm down for a Zoom. Ours is still the best, so I don't care.
We're going to have to...
Our quality still is amazing. Yeah. But yeah, we will. We'll have to do all that. We need to do a video one, maybe, and... because everybody want to see us.
Put it on YouTube.
Yeah, but, yeah. Well, we tried to do it. Yeah, we need somebody to do our YouTube shit or actually teach us, because we tried that.
It's too much. It's a lot of work. Yeah. People be underestimating the amount of work that goes into this shit. That shit's a lot.
It is. I was thinking more like a little blog or something, like something we can upload real quick. Something short that do a snippet and then, you know. But yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, let us know if you are bored and you're like, well, don't let us know, because we really don't, we don't care. But, I mean, we hope it gets better for y'all.
We hope it works out.
Yeah, but if you just know you're done with this person, just leave them alone.
Right,
yeah.
Be done.
Just let it go.
Be done.
And we hope y'all not bored, because y'all should have been having a lot of sex during quarantine.
That, no, because that's why these...
I'm celibate.
Quarantine babies.
No.
We're celibate.
Yeah. Hashtag
celibacy. Yeah. Harry and
Sharif.
Sharif. Yeah. Harry and Sharif celibate.
Yeah.
And on that note.
Alright, y'all. Be celibate. Fuck it. Then you won't be bored. I mean, you won't be real bored, but play with yourself. I mean, I guess.
Bye, y'all.
Hashtag oral mints.
Oh, yeah, oral mints.
That's the name of the episode.
It sure is. Chocolate oral mints. Let me go get them.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.